And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Indeed, it is I. And I want to thank Councilman Rick Anderson for filling in with me last month when I couldn't be here. Well, today, our first segment, we're going to be with our Public Works Director, Norm Davis, and we're going to be talking about traffic. We're going to talk about solutions. We may even have to talk about some of the problems that we came up with solutions for. And we conclude with that. We have Brian Witte, our Parks and Rec Director, and we're going to talk about the deal we're going to make with the Arizona Fish and Game Department to bring a lot of community fishing to Prescott Valley. And we're going to be talking about the usage of our parks. I think we're going to be surprising some of you folks. You have no idea how well-traveled our roads are. Norm will be giving them numbers on the roads, and Brian will be giving us numbers on the parks usage. So I think it's going to be an informative and interesting day today, and I hope all you listeners are being careful out there on the byways. So, where are we now? Do we just open up a conversation?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Norm, what's the name of this study again about Glassford Hill?
The name of the study is the Glassford Hill Intersection Safety Study. The genesis of that is, I think, the residents have seen some of the improvements we've done to Glassford Hill Road, especially in the last year. The significant Long Look intersection widening was a big expansion. In addition, up at even Tuscany-Granville Fairway, there's been a new leg put in from the new Granville to the west. So it was time to take a thorough look at the Glassford Hill corridor and look at safety.
Well, you did make a presentation at our most recent council meeting, and you answered some questions that a lot of citizens asked me. And a lot of people say, how many darn cars are there on Glassford Hill? So you're ready to answer that, aren't you?
Part of the study, we're seeing upwards in the neighborhood of 27,000 cars a day traveling Glassford Hill Road. What's interesting, that's the most traffic is near the school, but even on both ends, we're up around 22 to 25,000. Lots of traffic growth over the last few years.
Do you think our average Prescott Valley citizen understands that we have four schools there? Because they don't know about the Head Start.
No, I think if you do have students that go there, but it is quite busy during a commuter hour, and that's a lot of the reason why that widening made sense at Long Look was due to the four schools you talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to look at three particular intersections as part of this study. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about why we picked those intersections and what the study is telling us?
Yeah, we can go into that in a little more detail, but we do have three intersections out on Glassford Hill Road that don't have any traffic control signal on them. So we want to take a look at those because we want to make sure that there may be some requirements with the growth over time to put some turn lane restrictions in or some turning restrictions. But more importantly, there's four of them. The one that's probably most relevant to people is the frontage road at Pav Way up near Highway 69.
All right.
There's one Panther Path near Long Look that's non-signalized. In addition, up north, with a lot of the growth with the subdivisions to the west, we want to look at Granville Parkway. Actually, there's Granville Parkway to the east, but Granville Parkway, the south intersection, is a T-intersection, but we wanted to look at that one because that one especially, we were seeing some more accidents than we thought we would like to see, so we want to look at it in more depth.
Well, I have one citizen that's very concerned that we're going to put a stoplight at Pav Way. Would you like to address that?
We've had it come up. So it was evaluated for its particular safety. And keep in mind, the safety study looked at, you know, crash records over the last 3 years, speed studies involved, in addition to all the evaluation that if you do put in restrictions, What do you do for the mobility if you take that away? But to answer your question, no, a traffic signal is not proposed. But we are proposing, as a result of the study from the professional consultant, they're recommending some access restrictions, which basically is you're not allowed, it's going to restrict the full crossover of all the lanes. That's really the cause of all the accidents, and mm-hmm. it seems reasonable to take that away. In addition, the left's out with the short throat distance to Highway 69. I think people have diverted that way anyway. They're not making that movement very often anyway, and that's what, you know, actually as part of the study, they put little cameras out with current technology, and they look at the turning movements. And of those turning movements, those movements aren't really what people are doing. In addition, that's what caused all the accidents. But no signal at Pathway in the frontage road.
Okay, well, another rumor we can put to rest is I had one particular gentleman catch me at the grocery store, and he said, "How dare you stop all the left turns?" Can we address that? Left turns on Glassville Hill Road, there's not going to be any allowed, according to this gentleman.
Well, that was an eye catcher. That's what we did to get started. We did look at the left turns to make sure that we always have safety at the forefront. But no, we allow left turns because you do have to turn off the corridors. So, no, that's not true. We're not allowing any more lefts. But the left turns out is really what causes all the problems. So as you're traveling up and down Glassville Hill Road, we do put turn lanes in, so intermediately you can cut that distance in half, so to speak, and make a turn. So keep in mind, if you shut off a lot of those left turns, you actually have to go to an intersection. Well, as people know, you take away that ability, then you have to allow traffic on the side streets. It causes delays at the intersection. So access is not particularly a bad thing with lefts. You just make sure you study it and keep safety in mind the whole time, and if you have any crashes.
Several years ago, I took a really great defensive driving class, which was one of the better things that I ever did. In your mind, what can we tell people who consistently are in a situation, and we'll use Glassford Hill, that's our topic, they have to make a left turn? What is the most important thing that you think we must do before making a left turn?
I think patience.
Anywhere.
be patient before you, and think about what you're
right
doing.
Answer.
That's always what I think they train at all these defensive drivings is if you're patient, and inattention, of course, has gotten me more problematic with cell phones. But if you pay attention and you're patient, those crashes seem to go away. Or that's the cause of the crashes if you're impatient and not paying attention.
One of the things that they really pounded into us was this statement, be present. Now, this was before we had all, you know, the diversions and all the inattentive smartphones and everything. But does that make sense to you? Be present.
Absolutely.
You can't be thinking about what you might not have done at home or the grocery list that you've got to take care of later on. You've got to be present at that intersection in the moment.
Right. And I think a lot of our police department will tell you that, too. When they do have a crash and they investigate it, what's really what the problem was? Inattention.
Yes.
Being present, paying attention to what you're doing. It's driver inattention that causes the crashes.
Well, we've talked about Pathway, we've talked about Panther Path, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Granville area. How's that? So, you're listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com, and we will be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service. It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you.
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated Hal's Chilson Insurance.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're driving safely out there. And if you're home, I hope you're just kicked back and feeling real relaxed. Norm, since we're talking about Clasford Hill Road, we have to talk about Granville exits. What do you want to share with us about Granville exits onto Clasford Hill?
Well, Granville Parkway South, the one that doesn't have, is a T intersection, different from the one at the signal, was a focus of this particular study because we have seen some crashes there. I think what's important to notice is there have been crashes there, but it was a consultant's recommendation, this traffic specialist that did the study, is to not move forward with any particular restrictions because that mobility is important there. At this point in time, mm-hmm. It's the best decision to allow that mobility to keep people moving on Glasser Hill Road because it's always important to note anytime you make a closure like that, you lose something somewhere else.
Absolutely. And I'm not real sure the average person understands all the questions that get answered when we put forth a study like this. What kind of questions do you feel were answered?
I think the biggest one is people aren't aware that if there's not a sign that says you can't make a U-turn is a very good traffic movement. Especially on Glasser Hill Road, you can make that left out of the Granville Parkway South, but let's call it during the commuter hours, that morning rush and that afternoon rush, you have a difficult time turning left. Why don't you just turn right and make a U-turn at the next available? So those opportunities are afforded there on Glasser Hill Road. So I think my biggest message that we can take is if you feel like make your own choice about your comfort level to make that turn, make a right-hand turn and make a U-turn safely where you can see traffic.
Thank you for making that point because I'm one of those that really avoids left turns. And I employ the U-turn because there's plenty of safe areas to do that if you use good common sense. So thank you, Norm.
And I might comment, even with the width of Glasser Hill Road, that's why you have the widening at the intersection and the protected lefts even at the intersections. If you're a little more timid in that commuter hour, it's a protected left. That's a very safe left turn. Get in that farthermost left turn lane and make that safe U-turn and get to your destination and very, very conveniently with that movement.
Norm, tell us a little bit about the questions that came up from our citizens at our open house on January 23rd. I think that was held in the Crystal Room, as I recall.
And with any study, we do like to hear from residents. They're the ones who drive it every day. And we learn something from every one of our public meetings. So as any study, we like to have the consultant go out and look and write a draft report. We evaluate the data. But what's equally important is we take it out to the residents to see what they've been witnessing. And we do learn a lot. They're an active part of the study, and we have learned from residents what we can expect, and we actually incorporate it into our final recommendations. So very, very productive to have a resident meeting get input.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, I was not there. I normally am. But I'm very proud of Prescott Valley that we provide these opportunities for citizen input. We respect our citizens. We want to hear from them. So at this moment, I'm going to encourage you, when we provide these opportunities, please take advantage of them, whether they're our roads, our parks, our budget, because we really want your input. Well, let me share some information. I was doing some research before came in today, and it had to do directly with Glassford Hill Road. And in the years 2014 through 26, we had 228 crashes. 16 were left turn crashes, like we were talking about. 16%, I should say. I'm grateful that we've only had one fatality there in that time frame. And 32% of the accidents involve at least one injury. Now, here's the nemesis. Rear-end crashes accounted for about half of all of the crashes. When are we going to learn to be attentive as drivers?
That's the data the consultant presents. So once again, if you're attentive when you drive, those rear-end crashes we think could go away. Although typically they're not of any serious nature that people have with serious physical injury, but there is property damage. And once again, pay
an
attention.
Aggravation.
And to your point earlier in the show, be in present when you're driving.
Be present. Well, Norm, that's the end of my question, so I'm going to be quiet. And yes, I am. I know I don't have a I know I don't have a record of that. But why don't you just share with us information you feel is valuable to us as citizens, not only there on Glassford Hill Road, but throughout our community?
Well, it's safety is the biggest thing that in my particular field. We want to make sure we're always looking at the crashes, and we work very close with our police department to find out where there are key areas that we want to look at, and always address those, because we don't know everything, and it's important to make sure safety is always at the forefront. You know, it's important about the safety study, too, that not only did we have a public meeting, but it's available online the minute we have a final draft. So it's available online if people want to look at the particular details. It's about 25 pages of the recommendations with all the data in the back, mm-hmm. but it's important that we receive that public input and feedback.
You know, we have a lot of citizens pretty happy with all the repair and updating and resurfacing in our streets in Prescott Valley thanks to the tax increase. What do you hear about that as our director of public works?
I think it's been positive. You know, anytime you do have that, you know, ugly three-letter tax, so to speak. But what we do like to do is implement improvements with that. And I think it's been very well received because we're seeing a better service level for our Prescott Valley streets. So we do have – this is year three of the five-year program. So this summer, which is typically the maintenance season in the summer months with asphaltic products. So we're really looking forward to our third year. I think residents have seen a lot of the major arterials have been done. But we're getting into the residential streets. So we were able to do the most heavily traveled roads, get them on a better maintenance cycle, better service levels. If we start working with the residential streets, I think residents of Prescott Valley will realize that investment was well worth the pain, so to speak, of paying the extra money. But five-year program, and I think at 5 years, we'll see that much better service level.
I'm very excited to be driving around and have less potholes. I will have you know I haven't had to have shocks, I haven't had to have realignments, and a lot of it is because we're taking care of our roads.
And once again, that feedback's important to us about what that service level needs to be. And I think our residents, you know, we heard the feedback, and council put that particular half-cent sales tax into place because they've been hearing road maintenance was a priority. So let's get it addressed, and we're moving forward with that.
All right. You get one quick final word, and then I have to sign off.
What's my final word?
What's your final word?
Be present. Let's be safe out there. Be patient, because it's important to get safe to your destination. There's only so much we can do technically, but if we can get people paying attention, we'll have safe, efficient roads, and that's what we're really about.
Thank you, Norm Davis. I appreciate you, and I know the citizens are very happy that you produced as we promised when we passed that tax. So you are listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com, and I will be back.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
This is Ted Guttle. Along with my brother Adam, we have a great time doing these radio ads, but we are dead serious when it comes to keeping you cool in the summer and warm in the winter. At Guttle's, your comfort is no laughing matter, and not only do we insist on using the best quality parts and equipment, but also the most highly trained and skilled workers. No cutting corners, no overselling, just doing what's right for you. That's a promise we've kept since 1987.
Don't settle. Get Guttle's High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area. Call 772-2751.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. Learn healthy living tips from the pros, specific to the needs and interests of young families as well as older adults. You'll find a wide variety of wellness information on topics such as heart health and preventing falls. Enjoy free health screenings, fitness and cooking demonstrations, and nutrition resources. Meet some of the Northern Arizona Sun's basketball players. Find out about volunteer opportunities throughout the community, connect with veteran services, and much more. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Prescott Valley Events Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're still with us and still having a great travel or great comfy in your lounger at home. I now have Brian Witte, the Director of Parks and Recreation for Prescott Valley, with me. And we had a really exciting announcement at our council meeting last week. It has to do with a partnership with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. So tell us what they shared. We're all excited.
It should be something that folks should get very excited about. So we got a hold of some of our buddies down at Arizona Game and Fish Department, and we talked about a particular item that we're already kind of working together on, but this really formalizes it, and in doing so dramatically enhances this. And that is our community fishing program. Game and Fish, we are a managed fishery there at Fane Lake, down in Fane Park, right off of Highway 69 and 2nd Street in town. And in doing so, they visit with us 4 or 5 times a year, but basically as their support budgets allow. And typically what we find is an opportunity for trout as well as some catfish stockings of those lakes. Folks are definitely out there in force. They enjoy that resource tremendously. Over the years, we've done a variety of different programs with Arizona Game and Fish. But like any of us, we have some challenges, prices increase, all of those types of things. So stockings tend to diminish from time to time. And if additional resources pop up, then we're a lucky beneficiary. What we brought to you and the rest of the council was simply an opportunity that has now been made available to us. And Game and Fish has opened the door because they understand how active the resource is there at Fane Lake for the town of Prescott Valley to engage with Game and Fish through an IGA, an intergovernmental agreement, in establishing a community fishing program. And basically what that means is that on a regular schedule, a much more enhanced schedule, a larger number of fish, larger quantity, larger size of fish, things that we've not had before except from time to time. This will become very regular for us and will accelerate from 4 to 5 to 6 times a year, just, you know, as it comes around, to a regular schedule, and up to 14 times a year that they will be delivering fish, which is huge. It is huge for us. Yes, yes.
Oh, we have to be careful with that.
Oh, it could be a whopper, I tell you.
Okay. All right. Well, I even heard him talking about sunfish.
Yes, and that it would be another fishery or species opportunity for us that we haven't seen in a long, long time.
I know, and they are fun to catch.
They're tons of fun.
Gosh.
Especially for our little peanuts that come out and engage with us, and they've got their little Snoopy rod and reel, and they're ready to throw that bobber right out in the water. It is a very fun fishery opportunity for those folks.
So now's the time to give the bad news. How much does it cost for the little guys?
Well, I tell you what, it is bad news. We just got done talking about taxes and all these things and how it does little for us. No, I'm just teasing from that standpoint.
It's bad news for Dad because he's got to do it.
The cool part about this is what the cost will be to the town in partnering with this. We're actually, in this intergovernmental agreement, it will cost the town about $6,000 a year. The benefit that we're getting back is at the tune of about $47,000-$49,000 worth of fish. So that is super cool. The other thing is, as a benefit of the users of a community fishing program, and let me go through that because I think that's
probably the coolest thing
that is available to us.
And exciting.
Without a doubt. And there's another part to this, too, because we need to talk about another fishery that actually will be expanded.
Oh, you're right about that.
With that. Matter of fact, I'll hit that first.
Okay.
As we jump in, we talked about Fane Lake as another location. Well, another fishery or another body of water is the urban forest, which is right adjacent to Mountain Valley Park there in town.
Right along the lakeshore.
That's exactly right. So down at that location, there are two bodies of water, and those are the urban lakes, or the Yavapai Lakes, as they're titled and known. So this would be another fishery that's available to the public. It will also have a stocking schedule. So it won't be as advanced as Fane Lake just because of what Fane Lake provides as a fishery, but there will be some limited deliveries over there.
Okay, let me interrupt and throw something here. The reason I'm particularly excited about that, people can walk to that.
Yes, and that's ultimately the goal.
They can walk to that one.
Exactly. Game and Fish's agenda with this is within a developed community is that they're within 5 miles of your home. You have these fishery opportunities.
I can walk there in 7 minutes. I checked it last week.
Slow down. Norm's going to get you a ticket for burning up his roads if you're speeding that fast. No. And that is the cool thing, because that's the benefit. You know, there's not a whole lot of folks that live around Fane Lake.
Right.
You know, those that are in
that's
Stone Ridge.
That's why I'm making
those
the
kinds
point.
Of things. The urban lakes is really, really super cool from doing that and that opportunity. The other benefit is if for some reason, i.e. when we had to do maintenance on the lake down at Fane Park, we don't lose all of the fishery we have.
Right.
We have a secondary fishery. So that's another super cool thing. But we get to do free fishing days by
Thank
being
you.
Involved in this.
I was waiting
that's
for you
right.
to get there.
Yep. So that is one of those big things that is out there. Matter of fact, we'll be working on one of those, scheduling it in early October, probably tied to another community
wow.
event. that will be in celebration of the town's 40th anniversary.
So really? Wow.
I know.
One more thing happening in this exciting 40th anniversary year.
So, but the cool part, as we were alluding to earlier in regards to what the community fishery program allows, is those that are under the age of 10, there's no license required. Whew, from a dad's standpoint, what a breather. So that's a good thing. Game and Fish has come up with a really cool thing that they have going on out there, and they have reformatted their thinking, which I think is a very positive and progressive stance. Arizona Game and Fish is known nationwide as being a very progressive agency.
Yes, they are.
So what they came up with is for ages 10 to 17, a combination hunting and fishing license for $5. That's it. That is it.
Amazing.
That is a very crazy thing. So by being Woo-hoo! Part of this program, $5 for doing that. Then anyone ages 18, any fishing license is valid at a community fish water. So that would be us. This also includes the Pioneer license. So those are for those of us that are 70 and up. A Pioneer license in doing that. And then it's free to our disabled veterans, and they have a license as well. So
everybody is winning on this.
You got it. And I think our community is the strongest benefactor from this because of the cost variation. I mean, we're talking $6,000 for nearly $50,000 of value in fish that have regular stockings, have bigger, better, more, all of these things, and species that we've never been able to have before for several years.
Well, I've been fishing since I was a little squirt, and I mean about 3 years old. And I feel really sad that many children have never had that joy of feeling the tug on that line. And they start dancing and they start squealing, and it's just a moment every child should have an opportunity to have.
I agree. But wait a minute, though. I remember a story, though, Laura Lee, that you and your father got in trouble from the game warden because you were not using a fishing pole. You were just jumping in and swimming after them and just throwing them up on the bank left and right.
Well, I may have had a wild moment or two. You can never be sure about me.
Oh, if you don't have a history, I'll create one for you. I'm sorry.
Well, it's happy days ahead, and we will very carefully advertise this and make sure parents know about all of this so families can come out and just have this special, special opportunity. So guess what, folks? You're listening to the Talk of the Town of Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com. I will be right back, and Brian will be with me.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
What's that you say? There's nothing like homegrown fresh eggs. But aren't you a little small for that?
Didn't you leave out the part about going home with a nice family, getting through your teenage stage, and then laying the best eggs anywhere, and you say Olson's is the best place to get you? But they have 39 years of experience selling healthy baby chicks, and the knowledge and all the stuff to help your new family keep you healthy. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's amazing what you find out when you speak to the experts. The first thing you'll need to do is to go online to olsonsfamily.com and click on events. Once there, you'll see dates for Olson's How-To Chick Seminars at each one of our five stores. You can even sign up online. By coming to the seminars, you'll get the first peek at the arrival dates, breeds, and quantities of your new baby chicks. A few months later, you'll be eating the best eggs you've ever tasted. The experts and newbies trust Olson's. We think local, we speak local, and we care local.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Prescott police are warning residents of APS scams. Police have become aware of citizens receiving calls from people identifying themselves as Arizona Public Service employees. Officer David Fuller describes how the scam works.
The callers demand immediate payment to avoid a service stoppage. These callers oftentimes demand personal banking information for payment services. They will also ask for payment in the form of prepaid cards. APS will never ask for prepaid cards.
Fuller explains what you should do if you receive a call like this.
You should hang up and contact that business or agency directly. You may also contact your local police department for further investigation. Never provide personal information such as bank account, credit card numbers, utility account numbers, or other personal information to those who call under these types of circumstances.
For questions about the validity of an email, website, or person claiming to be an APS representative, contact the Customer Care Center immediately at 602-371-7171 to verify the information provided by the caller. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. Smoke may be visible in the area due to prescribed burning.
Verde Ranger District fire managers are planning on burning 173 acres of piles today through Friday. Piles are a result of a recent fuel break and consist of cut juniper in the area of Highway 169 and Interstate 17. Fire managers also plan on treating 179 acres near the community of Dugas and Coitus Junction in the Agua Fria grasslands. These are piles of juniper trees that have been cut to improve pronghorn deer habitat. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear and cold tonight, sunny tomorrow, and we're looking at a chance of snow around the end of the week. Expect an overnight low of 19 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 38 tomorrow and a high of 42 on Thursday. 25 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Wednesday of 49 and a high on Thursday of 52. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hi there. So glad to be back with you. Well, Brian, I enjoyed all of that fishing information so much, I don't want to stop. I'm sure there's more to share.
So I've got you hooked.
I definitely, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And not by the gills either.
No problem. Well, I think the next trigger is people are going to need to understand, okay, great, more fish, but you mentioned something about quality. And I think that's the other big component and the value of this intergovernmental agreement that we're working on right now is the simple fact that our catfish, again, based upon the lake size. So, you know, Fane Park's probably going to have a little bit bigger of fish than perhaps right. What our urban lakes are. But
well, the habitat is conducive to that at Fane Lake.
Very much so. Very, very much so. But the cool part about this is that catfish, their sizes are going to jump up. They're going to be in that 18 to 24-inch range.
Four or 5 pounds more?
You're going to definitely jump up, so it just depends upon how lean or big-bellied they are. You know, I'm 6'1", but I'm big-bellied, so, you know, I'll have some more weight.
I'll never tell.
But also those trout, they're going to jump up in size. So we're looking at 10 to 13-inch trout that are going to be out there. Plus, there's always a little bit more of a bonus fish, if you will. Every once in a while, they'll throw in some bonus fish in our stockings. We'll find some whoppers. We were talking about whoppers earlier.
And we're not talking burgers.
It. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So this will legitimize all of those kinds of things. So we might find that 5 to 6 pound trout. That 12 mm-hmm. to 15 pound
which
catfish.
We haven't had in the past.
Correct.
As
correct.
A norm.
Very much so. We have been very lucky in some past years where our trout species varied. This program's built upon rainbow trout, but we also might see some other trout species, i.e. some brown trout and things like that. Maybe even some other little specialties that will trickle down to us, if you will. So very excited about those opportunities. Then we talked about those sunfish.
All right, before you go to the sunfish, I want to tell a personal trout story on me. It took place in Alaska on the Russian River. And I'm trout fishing with this group of people I was with. We had hiked way up. And there was a salmon that didn't know the salmon run was done. And he grabbed my lure. Now, fisher men and women know that trout fishing is very different than salmon fishing. That pole didn't just bend. I mean, it went running upstream with me trying to hold on to that pole. And it got away.
Brokenhearted.
But the experience of having a salmon on a trout line and a trout pole was probably one of the most interesting and exciting experiences I ever had.
No doubt.
But we won't have any salmon in our lake, so everyone is safe.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
But no, you nailed it. I think that's one of the most important things about fishing. You know, and I think that's really the beauty of this relationship that we're enhancing with Game and Fish. You know, we're in the business of creating memories.
Right.
And
see, that's still real strong with me,
exactly.
And I love telling it.
And how, I mean, and that's the big thing for me. I can remember my grandmother coming up to my baby brother because grandma and grandpa took us out fishing. But it was looking like it was going to rain, and grandma took off her hair bonnet, if you will. I can't remember, but basically to help protect from the rain. And she put it on my baby brother's head. And then she thought that was just all so wonderful and took a picture. And to this day, I razz him over that, you know, he didn't have to worry about his hair getting messed up on the fishing trip.
Secondary fishing.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's really what this is about, is we're giving an enhanced opportunity of creating memories, positive interactions, whether they be with our family members, with our friends, fellow community members that are out there fishing. Because how many times have you been out at the lake or at the stream or whatever, and you run across somebody, hey, how's it going, and this and that and everything else, and the next thing you know, you're talking about this and that, going and having lunch. Hey, we'll catch you up here tomorrow, you know, and doing it. And you develop budding relationships out of all of that.
You know what, more? We already said it. We create memories that stay with us for a lifetime. And here's where I want to go with that. All of you adults out there, you need memories. And you need to make memories with your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Well, we're creating enhanced opportunity for you to do that. Now, they're going to want to know, how can they find out when and where and how, Brian? So we need to remember to do that right now.
Exactly. So you can easily do that. You can visit the town's website, the Parks and Recreation Department, Fain Lake. Any of those opportunities will help you make the connection. But the ultimate connection to make is with the Arizona Game and Fish Department. Why do I say that? You'll understand the rules, the obligation that you have to make sure that you're positioned in the right way to utilize this wonderful community fishery that's going to be out there. So you're licensing, all of those types of things. You're going to learn about what your limits are, because every body of water has different limits. You're going to learn about what the species are, all of that kind of data. So that is a great connective tool that we'll be able to help you do via the town website,
right.
And that's at pvaz.net. Of course, you can always visit Game and Fish at azgfd.gov. Those are awesome resources to be able to utilize and take advantage of. You'll also see the schedule, so you'll know when the stocking's going to take place. It sure is, because our office is called routinely. Hey, when's the next one? And sometimes our answers are, sure. We're not aware of that, because typically we weren't.
Yeah.
Now it'll be very engaging. Folks will be able to take a peek, know what's going on. And they'll be able to know what species, because if you're a catfishing person and you really want to tackle that, then you'll know what those schedules are and when they'll be available.
Let me interrupt here and share this. I'm top tier of four generations, and I'm watching all the stress of the generations below me.
Right.
And I'm very interested in finding simple pleasures for our families to have to let down from all the stress of their life. This is so perfect. So I'm talking to the adults now. If you've never tried to fish, that isn't a barrier here.
No.
It is just the simplest, easiest, most enjoyable thing in the world. And if you want a stress reducer without popping a pill, let me tell you, sitting on a bank or walking ashore of our urban lakes is what I want you to give a go. And I want you to grab those kids. We have a generation or two that's never been fishing. My mind is blown by that. And I want to change all of that, and
sure.
That's why I wanted you on the show today, Brian.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I think that's the other beauty when we are able to schedule our free fishing days and all of that. Those are also going to be some opportunities to engage with staff, with game and fish officials, because we can help you overcome perhaps that lack of knowledge and skill set. No big deal.
Right.
That's the beauty of this. Everybody shares. It's a fun resource. Now, also, the benefit of this, you do not need to be an expert. That's the beauty of this fishing program. Tie the knot as best you can on that hook. Throw it out there. It may not be the right thing. Now, with stocked fish, they're hungry. It's going to be the right thing. Why? Because they're going to hungry. Yeah, exactly. So go out there, give it a try. But think of us when those opportunities come around, when we have the free fishing days, you'll be able to engage others. Don't be afraid to ask the person next to you.
Yeah, you're creating memories.
Exactly.
You're de-stressing.
Yep.
You are having an experience.
No doubt. That's right. And a great outdoor one. So, and there's many other things that go along with that. Bring the picnic basket. Bring the football. Bring the frisbee. Do all of those things. Enjoy.
Yes.
Engage. There's other wildlife opportunities that are out there at both of these locations.
You know what? We're doing less and less of, and we're interacting. We are not interacting.
Yep.
That's why fishing is so perfect. It's serene. It's delightful. And if you don't like putting worms on a hook, you can use other mediums.
That's right. They have a great thing out there. It's called an artificial bait.
Yeah.
Utilize it. It's a big thing. The one last thing before I part from this particular subject, I also want people to understand, is the deal done? It is not. Are there some responsibilities that Game and Fish still has yet to fulfill? Yes, they do. They've completed 50% of the project that they have on their side of the fence, and that's qualifying of those different fishery areas. Once that's done, staff will be bringing in front of you and your fellow mm-hmm. council members out there the agreement as we've worked with Game and Fish. Once that's signed, that triggers everything. I'm hoping it's well before July in doing such, and if we can advance that schedule as fast as we can, we will. But that's kind of what I'm at least anticipating and coming forward. So the stockings are not going on other than the way they are now.
Which we have in place.
Yes, ma'am. And so everything is on the right track. So that's why we're excited about it and wanted to share that with you today.
Well, how many of you are digging in the closet or the shed looking for your fishing pole? I hope somebody is motivated to do that. Well, we have another topic.
We do.
What might that be from the Parks and Rec director?
Well, you know what? I really want to celebrate our citizenry. That's really what this is about, is my next topic. So, in happy to do that is really to give a shout out to folks. And then also, is one of the subjects we talked about at council meeting, and that is how well the resources are that you have bestowed on our community through all of your wisdom and public input of what their needs and desires and wants are.
We do listen. And you are listening to the Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 90.5 FM, and worldwide at KQNA.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, which now includes plumbing.
Freezing and thawing can get your pipes leaking.
So check under your sinks and see if you see any drippage.
Drippage? Now that's a fancy word.
Yep, right out of the Plum and Plumber Dictionary.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
See a plumbing leak? Then see Gettle's for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle, get Gettle's.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
We've done it again, Arizona. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted number one casino in the state for 19 years in a row. To celebrate, we're giving away cash and free play. For 10 days starting February 15th, each day you'll get $19 in free play after earning 190 points. On Sunday, February 25th, we're giving away $1,900 cash every hour from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m., one lucky guest will win $19,000 cash. Thanks for making Cliff Castle Casino number one and the perfect place to play. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Vice Mayor of the Town of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye.
Hey there, I am back. And I want to share with the families that I've been a member of the MatForce Board for, actually, before it was known as MatForce. And we have a wonderful event coming up. And it's part of the Stand With Me, Be Drug Free. You know, we have a lot of tragedies with drugs, but we have to celebrate. We have to celebrate with those that are surviving, doing good. So we're going to have a Walk With Me, Be Drug Free, and it's just 1 mile, and the cost is free, my favorite four-letter word. And it's going to be Saturday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at Mortimer's Farm. It's right out here at 169 and 69 in Dewey. Come on out and have a blast. Walk with me, be drug-free. Now, Mr. Yeah. Brian, I want to hear some information about our fabulous parks.
Happily do that. Well, for those that may not be aware, we have 27 parks within the community of Prescott Valley, and it's a pretty exciting environment out there. So what I wanted to do is share some of those tidbits that I brought forward to council the other night, and it was a neat little reflection. We try to do this once a year, just trying to give measurements and understanding and all those kinds of things. And really, the Parks and Rec Department was formulated out of a lot of community engagement back in the day in the development of the general plan. And so I think that's one of the coolest aspects that, you know, we don't talk the talk. We talk and walk the talk.
We even have art in the park.
Exactly. So we go through this process. You know, when you hear, you know, politicians out there saying, oh, yeah, we want to hear from you, and then they, you know, turn a deaf ear at you or what have you. That's not the case. We do want to engage. We probably won't be able to flip the process on development overnight, but it's something that we put in and engage. And a great example of that would be our Summit Trail on Glassford Hill. That had been a discussion for decades. It was part of our planning. It was part of our process, so it's been super cool. But what we reported on before was the simple fact that we had nearly 300,000 folks come through.
Wow. Well, I want to share this thought with you. These are troubled times, but I want you to listen to this. Be daring. Be different. Be impractical. Be anything that will assert integrity of purpose and imaginative vision against the play it safers, the creatures of the commonplace, the slaves of the ordinary. Take a chance, folks. You don't have to be part of the herd. You get to be yourself, and I'm going to ask you to come out to our parks and find a whole new you. Final word.
I think I would like to celebrate Prescott Valley and say thank you. And simply in the terms of the donations of material and service was nearly $150,000 this year, and that speaks volumes because we're able to do more and giving folks what they look for through their parks and recreational services.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our enthusiasm for fishing. I love fishing.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.